Broadcasting from the World Wide Web, it's Big Fat Winners Radio.
No question about it, the best week of the year by far. It's the best weekend of the year of 2020 in sports. Sitting across from the edge, Wednesday. God, I can't believe it. December 16th. Can you believe it? We are halfway through December. We got the podcast roulette play coming. It is without a doubt the best weekend of the year. You know, usually for me in a normal year, right? And you have the playoffs and you really enjoy them. And I enjoy wild card weekend. I would say wild card weekend till this weekend was the best weekend of January 2020, the wild card. But usually it's March Madness. There's a Masters thing. There's the NBA playoff. It was just different this year. Obviously, no March Madness. This weekend, never in my lifetime of wagering, in my lifetime, have I seen this many games on December 19th, ever. It's like bowl, it's like bowl season, brother.
So and big, NFL.
Big weekend. We got NFL starts tomorrow night, and we are going to jump in quickly to the NFL tonight first, because I want to cover a few of the big games, and then I want to talk about and just get your opinion, see what the Edge thinks about Coach of the Year in the NFL, because I have my ideas, and then we'll get your thoughts. We're going to cover, like I said, I know you have the Saints Chiefs. I mean, come on, does it get any bigger than that? Really?
I mean, they're different conferences, so I don't – it's no, hard
let me
to
tell
make
you why. Up. Let me tell you why it's so huge, though. And I know we don't have fans. But, you know, Green Bay is just quietly creeping on the Saints.
So we're just jumping to that game because I got nuggets.
Do you mean the Packers game?
No, the Kansas – I thought we were going in order.
You're bringing up the filet before any
–
I love it. The way we roll it. Dude, this could be our last show.
Oh, no chance. That is the greatest three-team teaser. Are you going to just drop that now?
Should I just drop it now?
To keep the show alive, we had to make another
So here's the deal. I won last week, of course, because that's what I do.
Just picked random. he didn't even consult. He just threw out a random. I thought to myself, well, that is a loser immediately.
Yeah. And you know why? You know why I didn't? Because you had mentioned Coastal earlier in the week. You would have easily been able to talk me into that for the pod.
You talked me into it.
Oh, my
God. For real chips. Cost me real chips.
Well,
I'm sitting there at 3:30. You're like, dude, Coastal's the best bet. Don't lie to the people. I was sitting there at 3:30.
I don't know if I said best bet.
You were like, hey, it's coming in 6 minutes, man.
I know, but I can't say it was the best because you know what? Okay, I really
love that one.
No, I love
it. You said it was your best 3:30.
I'm just saying I love the Bama play. It was the play of the day. The bottom line, people, is he's picking the play this week. Each week we have to pick it. Next week I get to pick it.
No, I want to agree on the rest of them.
No, there's no agreement.
Hey, we got butt lucky on that one. Tell the people the truth. It was 3-3 midway through the second quarter.
You don't get it, Richard. That's what I'm saying. You don't get it, Ricky.
Okay, this is going to cover it. Tell them what it is. The three-team 10-point teaser. We got it when it was 19.5. Ohio State opened up at 19.5.
Yeah. So we have Ohio State minus 9.5.
On a 10-point teaser.
10-point tease. Three-team 10-point tease for podcast roulette. Any of these games go down, you will hear my voice next September. Or no, probably in August. I might join a couple of basketball podcasts. I'm talking about this show. It has to win. So three-teamer, teaser, Ohio State minus 9.5, Clemson at a pick. And Alabama minus 6.5. That's it. That's the
three. Such a winner.
We believe now the Edge over here literally said to me about this play that he thinks it might be one of the greatest plays in the history of gambling. That's what you said.
It reminds me of LSU Oklahoma.
Did you say that or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Because does it, when you sniff around it, right, and you just think about it in your mind, no. It's like it's as if if you had LSU versus Oklahoma and no Oklahoma chance. Couldn't score.
I'm going to tell you this, my
That's
friend.
What it was, though.
I'm
like
going to tell you this. You have sucked balls on the podcast this year, but I'm going to tell you this. Last year. Listen,
I would say this.
I don't agree.
Just add it all up.
Okay. Well, we're going to do that then. Here's the point. It doesn't matter. Last year, when you called the LSU play, to me, I've never made a play that I knew was going to win more than that. Literally, if I could have had more money on it in the account, I would have put every – from the opening kick, you knew LSU was going to throttle them. I don't feel that – I mean, I'll tell you, we'll jump in, but we got to get back to the NFL. But the teaser is that. That's the podcast roulette play, three-team, 10-point tees, Ohio State, Clemson, Bama. I will tweet this out probably tonight, and I will tweet it again on Saturday morning.
Northwestern's not scoring 28, by the way. LSU had to put 63 on them to feel good about it. It was the best play ever, but this one might be better, I'm telling you. Ohio State is going to.
NFL, Chiefs, Saints, the line is fluctuating, 3.5 and 3. Give the Nuggets. Talk about who hasn't covered for
Then we're
going to
start from
half.
The beginning after that, right? We're going to go back to the Chargers, Raiders, into the Packers, Panthers.
Yeah, I don't care about the Chargers, Raiders. But
we got to talk about all those games. We can talk about them real quick if you want to start now.
Go ahead, Chargers, Raiders.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to be on the Raiders, and this might be a good time to jump on the Chargers. It just depends on the injuries. I mean, Raiders have been riddled with injuries. Chargers have also. I mean, Perryman, their best linebacker, has been out at times. They've had Ingram and Bosa hurt at times.
How about
They've
the Raiders?
They Harris, got Harris, their best corner, hurt. Obviously, their best safety's been out the entire year.
The Raiders have Abraham out. Ruggs has just literally a little while ago, Ruggs was just announced he's out. Their defensive coordinator's out. And let's be honest, I was on the Raiders a couple times. The Raiders are done. They're done ski.
They're probably done ski. But they are, I mean, I don't know. It's
all right, let's Bills.
If you do it, I just think Chargers plus 150 is pretty juicy.
I know, but there's no way we can spend that much.
Panthers, Packers, great teaser spot if you think the Packers are going to pound again. I mean, they didn't cover last week, laying 9.5 to the dreadful Lions. Panthers coming in, their season's over. If you don't understand, listen to what I'm telling you. The Panther season is over. They know it's over. The coaches know it's over. Everybody watching knows it's over.
That is such a juicy line. Think about this. Panthers know it's over, and the Packers, if they win out, get home field, which you can say, and I understand, but first of all, I don't know what's going to happen by playoff time, if they're going to allow fans in or not. But just the fact in the playoffs that you don't have to travel, I think it means something. I'm sorry. I know that once you get there and there's no fans, but Rodgers is so comfortable at home. I'm just saying, I just think they come out and wax Carolina, but what a great teaser spot that is, right?
Yep. Oh, it's unbelievable. I'll tell you, yeah, and there's another. I mean, the Jaguars plus 19 to go with taking the Packers at 3 or 2.5 if you can do the 6.5-point teaser. You know, I think the Jaguars will stay within 19 of a banged-up Ravens team who's just going to want to get a win and be done with it.
A lot of point. All right, huge game. Seahawks, Redskins. Seahawks down to 5.5.
Well, I'm not a huge trends guy, but at some point you have to use common sense. And the Army Navy under just opened my eyes to that, because there's certain things where you just look at every year and you say, why did I not profit more off of that scenario? Now I'm going to say it. I'm going to ask it, actually. I'll ask you a question. How many have the Washington Redskins won in a row?
Four.
Are they going to win five against Seattle?
Oh, I can totally. Are you going to be shocked? Dude, that defensive line is going to be up Wilson's ass all
Okay, so let's do a side bet then. Give me the money line, because that's what I really think the play is. When I'm bringing that up is because I can
see him winning, but I'm not going to be shocked if Seattle wins. But I'm just saying Redskins are playing better than you give them credit for.
All my guys know, and even you know from dealing with me for years now, I never say the words money line for a favorite. I just think that if you can just lay the money line and just blindly, even if they weren't playing Seattle, okay? If you just blindly told me that the Redskins would have possibly no Alex Smith, Dwayne Haskins, in that, okay, worst case scenario, banged up Alex Smith, one of those two guys, right?
Here's the thing.
And they're going to win five in a row?
Not without Alex Smith. Haskins isn't winning that game. Sorry.
Five in a row.
So if Alex Smith is
but
not
blind, though, there's another one. When we bring up the Chiefs one, you'll be blown away by this. I mean, if you look at our Twitter, you already know. But I mean, the Chiefs, the nugget for them is incredible. But I really believe at the end of the day that and again, a 6-point teaser brings you to a pick 'em. So just pair it up with something else you like. Maybe it's the Jaguars getting 19. You know, maybe it's the Bears getting 9. A few different things out there.
Maybe the Dolphins taking care of the Patriots plus 4.
Whatever you, I would just say this. Whatever you like out there, do it. Or just take the money line. I mean, 237 is what I'm looking at. That is not a bad money line to say the Washington Redskins, Washington football team, whatever you want to call them, is not going to win. Outright win. Outright win now. Not ATS, fellas. Outright win. 5 in a row. Not going to happen.
I don't know that the Buccaneers cover 7 on the road at Atlanta.
Well, I'm not messing with that.
I'm just saying that's a lot of points to give on the road. How about the Titans giving 11?
Hey, you die on that stick. I'm not dying
on
that.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
That's a dick.
lastly, let's
Which
get
one? Not lastly. There's a lot of games. There's a lot of games. How many times do you see a 17-point spread? This is holding strong at 17. Do you think the Bills are going to cover the 5.5 Saturday night or Saturday evening at 4:30 Eastern?
I don't know. I can
see 5.5 on the road, a mile high.
I can see Denver screwing with Buffalo, although Buffalo's McDermott would be my Rivera or McDermott would be my coach of the year, one or the other.
Just drop the bomb right there.
Yep.
Houston Texans are falling apart. They're playing against the Colts team. Colts laying 7.
Texans are just beyond done at this point. Colts, huge game for them. Hard to I'll just say this about the Colts. I've gone under against them. I've gone over. I've literally done under, over, and both sides. I'm not kidding you, and I don't do unders, but I did one weekend. You know, in a second half, they have porked me. They have bent me over on all things I've done. I take them as a favorite. I get hammered. I take them as a dog. I get pummeled. I go over. They go under. I go under. They go over. I can't work with the Colts.
The Dallas Cowboys can't even lose right.
No, they can't lose right.
We needed to lose so bad against the Bengals, and we just could not do it. Just could not do it. Leave the fumbles on the ground. Let them pick
Trevor
it back up.
Trevor Lawrence is going to the Jets. Sorry.
I know. But if I'm just saying, hypothetically, if we lost that one, we'd be in place for third. You know what I mean?
Hey, what are your thoughts on the Chiefs and the Saints?
Well, my thoughts are, if you just put a blindfold on me and told me a month and a half ago, let's just say 6 weeks ago exactly, you sat me down and you said this, the next 5 weeks, the Chiefs are going to go 0-5 ATS. I'd say very, very unlikely. But you know what? If it happened, okay, we're because the simple law of averages, it's coming back to earth. For people that don't know, Chiefs have been the most profitable football team in the world against the spread over the past year and a half. If you go back 5 weeks, okay? So time machine, you say, hey, I can get you the 6th game in that streak if they've lost 5 in a row. I'd say Mahomes in, yep. Kelsey in, yep. Matthew in, yep. Even Chris Jones, their tackles, who's usually hurt, is in. So you're going to give me all my guys. Hill's on fire. Yeah, you get all your guys. I don't care who I'm playing, where I'm playing, what the spread is. I am going to blindly take the Kansas City Chiefs against the spread to not lose 6 in a row, because that's what champs do.
I got to go with
– Now, that's the edge right there.
I don't know if Taysom Hill is playing or Breeze is coming back or not.
It doesn't matter. They could put you out there, Johnny Unitas. Hey, whoever they want to put out there, they could put Breeze throwing to Hill.
Don't let a young skip get after him. For real. Roll left. Throw it right across the field. Not supposed to do it, but the rifleman just beep.
Hey, and I said last week on the show that the Saints were the best defense. That didn't look great last week. But either way, I'm taking the Chiefs on the fast turf.
Oh, I love that play.
On the fast turf in the Superdome. Pew!
He's rolling. Now, we won't get into what you're doing this weekend, but this weekend has the potential to be the greatest weekend in the history of our lives. Do you think so?
Yeah, and you know what? If it doesn't work
out,
we
won't talk about it until next
week. No, but if it doesn't work out, it still won't be the worst. You know?
No, it won't be the worst. I'm just saying as far as excitement, from my level of excitement.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Here's why. It's the perfect storm for me this week. You don't understand. When the kids and the wife all go Christmas shopping, are you kidding me? It's I don't know what to tell you. The excitement level goes through. I there's no question I will have a blunt. It'll look like a blunt. It'll be a joint. Legal. It's going to be right next to me. I have to go outside to do it, but it's going to be sitting there. And then I'm going to have cocktails, and I'm going to have a lot of fun on Saturday.
Don't you think the Saints and the Redskins at home are a little overrated, both of them? And that if you said the Seahawks and the Chiefs are going to put an end to their I know the Saints lost last week, but still, I just think their number is inflated. They're getting too much credit.
I've been counting the Redskins out every week for the past 4 weeks.
You're going to be right eventually.
Okay. What I'm saying is
– Or are they going to win the Super Bowl?
No.
Okay.
They're not. But I'm going to tell you this. They're playing with a lot of confidence on the defense is playing really well.
No, I get that. I'm just saying. I mean, how long are – I mean, as long as you have a little bit of a bankroll –
I can't disagree with you. Am I going to be shocked if Seattle even wins 24-17?
Right, even if they cover. Mean, you know, laying the minus two whatever isn't terrible.
There's no other game I get.
No, that wraps up. That wraps up NFL.
Yeah, I mean, we need to get into college, dude. I mean, this is the bonanza. Like I said, there's my excitement level is through the goddamn.
Well, do your coach of the year, though, NFL bit.
Oh, yeah. My coach of the year candidates, and then you can give yours. I would either go with Rivera, obviously Rivera, just because not only what he's been through. Look, he's done a hell of a job with a team that we all thought would be lucky to win four games. Gone through quarterbacks, injuries, this and that, but McDermott for Buffalo has done a crazy. I mean, nobody talks about McDermott, dude.
Yeah, you dropped that on me today, and I was just thinking.
Think
wow,
about it. They're 10-3. They would be 11-2. It's not for the most ridiculous Hail Mary ever in an NFL game I've seen in a long time, and they lost to the Chiefs, and I don't even know who their other loss might have been, Cleveland or whoever. The point is, he's done a good job. Man, Josh Allen last year was a train wreck. And I'm not saying when they get to the playoffs, he will not be a train wreck in that moment, because he probably still will be. But he's getting way better. He's on the come.
No, I'm with you.
That boy is on the come as a quarterback.
How many times did I have to guess? I mean, I didn't even think of McDermott. So that was when you dropped that on me today. I was like, wow, that is a great take. But you're wrong.
Of course I'm wrong.
Well,
I'm wrong.
And I'm not saying that he won't. Like, when they give it to Rivera or whoever they give it to.
You don't even like my
family. No, hear me out on this. You're right in the sense of that's who should get it. When you really sit down and look at it and think about it, that's who should get it this year over Rivera and all that. Because I don't think their defense is – you know, they got Tre'Davious White and a few other playmakers, but, you know, it's not hyped up like the Steelers' defense. My guy, though, here's why I think you're wrong, is who should win it. This is not who will win it. Is the team that's 12-1 and everybody in the world thinks is the best team and they have the best Super Bowl odds and they won the Super Bowl last year. Yeah, that's right. Andy Reid, baby.
Can't do it.
Have to. He's 12-1.
I understand that he's – listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. You can say whatever you want. I'm not saying Andy Reid is not a great coach, because he is. But I'm going to tell you this. Andy Reid, before Mahomes and the boys got there
– Don't you slander. What did he do? He took Donovan McNabb to – he used to have no weapons.
That was back in the day. I'm talking about
who he used to throw to before T.O. got there?
Talking about
Todd
Pinkston? Dude, I'm talking about the last few years, and I'm talking about before he had that – dude, they just have ridiculous talent and speed.
Their top wide receiver before T.O. was like Todd Pinkston. Just bum.
Let me ask you a question, and then we'll move on. We got to get into college. When I think of Coach of the Year, do I think of just the best team, or do I look at –
No, I don't know.
I look at it as a coach who's done more than what – like more with less. Now, not that Buffalo doesn't have talent and speed and all that.
I don't know. With the – I mean, I don't want every award to be comeback player of the year. You know, when Andy Reid's out
not
there –
not a comeback player of the year.
Well, when Andy Reid just puts up W's –
How,
like,
but
let's say they go 14.
Would
and one.
Andy Reid be 10-3, 11-3 with the Bills? I don't know.
Say that again.
I know McDermott would be 12-1 with the Chiefs.
What would he be?
I said, would Andy Reid be 10-3 or 11-3 with the Bills? I don't think.
No,
so.
He'd probably be 12-1.
Oh God!
He's money. He's one of the best ever.
Win a playoff game.
Most underrated coach of all time.
He couldn't win a playoff game. They were up by 50, and they let luck come back on him. Then they were favored heavily.
I know, but he's always there, though. He's a terrible manager of the clock.
He's
I get
a great
that.
Regular he, season guy until Mahomes and the boys in the playoffs. He couldn't get to the. He couldn't win.
Well,
the
he can't no. help that T.O.'s leg is broken.
Come on, man. Anyway,
come on, man.
All right, so we agree to disagree as usual. College, Oregon, USC, boom. Oregon gets the nod this week after Washington decided to say peace out. Line has actually dropped. It's USC 3, total of 64. The game is not being – where is the game being played? Because I know it ain't being played at the Coliseum.
Is it the
– you're not allowed to even look at people in California. There's no chance.
What are you talking about? Which game? I'm sorry. I was looking up
– USC something. And it says USC Oregon. It says on ESPN
– Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum.
There's just no way. And I don't think in L.A. you can even step outside and look at someone. What are you talking about?
You know what, though? It doesn't make a difference to me. I'm going to roll it.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong on that. I thought
doesn't make a difference to me, Jack.
I thought they couldn't do it like touch each other for 3 weeks.
You go ahead and bet on Oregon.
No. Dude, Oregon sucks. This is not a good Oregon team.
Hey, I love the theory of all they do is play. They get lucky at the end. They play close games. Talking about USC. Here's my
right
thought.
Down the list,
you know what my thought is? They're due to whoop some ass. They're due to just. I mean, I know they did it to Washington State. But I'm just saying they get disrespected for, you know, I hear the same thing from everybody, all my boys. I'm not going to throw you under the bus, but you two. And everybody says, well, man, they've only won at the end and blah, blah.
How
you know
are
what?
You throwing me under the bus? I'm just messing with ball, dude. They suck ball.
All right,
dude.
Well, you take Oregon then this week. Me and you, head to head. Boom. You're going to have a loser. I'm going to have a winner.
UAB Marshall.
UAB Marshall, that's all you.
Marshall.
I know.
The game's at Marshall. No, I'm just saying Marshall's only 5. I don't like that.
But why not, though? We've learned from last year. You know what? I love it more now that you hate it because I know deep down you love it. Like,
no, because Marshall is – they've sodomized.
You love Marshall now.
Marshall has bent me over a few times here. I'm out on him. Remember, how about last week or 2 weeks ago? I'm getting ready to place a winning wager, literally. This is true. I didn't even tell you. I was so bitter. That's why I didn't talk to you for a couple of weeks. Fuck it.
Yeah,
I was so mad at you. You give me your information. I get a text from you about 2 minutes before kickoff. Rice is down to their quarter. whoever. Yeah, Rice's quarterback's out. This and that Marshall. And I start thinking, they should cover that, right? I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Dumb. Listening to you. Dumb.
Hey, I did the same thing when you said Coastal. Was never even going to touch Coastal because I thought the number was inflated. And you were like, dude, 6 minutes, man. 6 minutes, man.
How can I control –
And what else did I pick with it? Be honest. What else did I pick? I picked Iowa on the adjusted -7.5. And what else? Army -6.5. Winner, mm-hmm. Winner. Skippy's pick, loser. Cost me probably 10 G's to be honest. But either way, let's stay on the show.
It probably did, but then I made it up for you this week. So
is Buffalo covering yet?
Didn't I? Who made it up for you?
I can't wait to see that Buffalo game.
Did I make it up for you? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I wish Buffalo was on tonight, Jack.
Buffalo 13.5, 67.5. First of all, you got to find out if you're going to play Ball State. You need to know if Huntley's playing. If Caleb Huntley is playing and we find out he's healthy, I just can't get information on it yet.
Why is there no game tonight?
If he's out, I'm telling you, they become way more one-dimensional. Now, Buffalo will give up. Anyone who rolled my probably one of my best plays.
Caleb Huntley, the running back for Ball State.
Yep. The Buffalo Kent State over a few weeks ago. They hit it like they had 60 points at halftime. I gave over 65.
Who's got the number one yards per play offense in the world?
Probably Buffalo.
And they have 8 yards of carry or 8 yards of play. Who's number two? State, Alabama.
Ball State is a little cagey on defense. I don't really have a play on it.
Well, explain to me why Nebraska's laying points at Rutgers, 6.5. Why is that?
Because Vegas knows that people will do it. Because you'll look up in the third quarter and it'll be 7.
No, you got the edge. No, Rutgers money line. You got the edge.
Yeah, you think so? You like Rutgers money line?
Yes, I do. I think Nebraska has no quarterback.
I think you're probably right there. Are you actually going to play that, you think?
No.
Okay. No. Then you don't love it.
You're going to put real chips on Rutgers. Go, hey, take yourself out back and take yourself to pasture. You're going to put, how much? What am I going to put? $10? Okay, maybe.
All right, I'm going right
put,
on the
what
list.
What am I going to put? $1,000 on Rutgers money
I'm not
line? Football?
Discriminating
crazy?
On the
get
game. Your,
get out of here.
Northwestern Ohio State. 20.5 and 57.
It's a double banger.
Dude, I'm not going
to
say anything.
Do you know what that is? Explain to the peeps. No, I want to hear your explanation of what a double banger is.
I have two versions. I have my version when I used to just love a total in college hoops and I say, give it the double banger, and it just rolls over. But what you're talking about is hammering Ohio State in the first half. And regardless of the score, unless it's so
ridiculous. No, what'd you say?
No matter what. Regardless.
No matter what.
regardless of the score, banging the second half. And he is going to bang it, people. I'm telling
and
you.
Why is that the greatest play of all time? No, you listen, I love you because I loved it before. But when you broke it down to me this way and you reassured me of what I already thought, you tell the people what the truth of the matter is. That what does Ohio State have to do that you never see? You never see this. What do they have to do in your opinion? Because you say A&M will get in if they don't hammer. Right? Isn't that your whole thing? If Clemson wins and Bama wins, and don't you think A&M might get in? But don't – well, dude, now you're making me worry. Do you believe that Ohio State has to show off?
Yes, I do believe
that. Fields will be in up 30 late. It'll be up 30 late, and Fields will be in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes left, throwing dimes.
Unless someone – oh, here's what I'll tell you. Unless someone has told Ryan Day and whispered in his ear what the real deal is and said, hey, if you win, you're in, there's enough people that are really pissed off about this because – a team like a Texas A&M who played a whole SEC schedule. Yes, I know they didn't win, but they went against Bama. I get it. But then you got an Ohio State team that's played five teams so far, and they're playing a six that they're just going to wax Northwestern, which we're going to get into this game and start breaking down these big games. But if you're Ohio State, you have to just look. Years ago, they weren't going to let him in when Barrett went down and Cardale Jones came in and they beat Wisconsin, who was a very good Wisconsin team. They beat him 59-0. Urban Meyer kept the gas on, throwing 50-yard bombs when they were up. I'm not kidding. If people remember that, because people were like, what? He was throwing bombs with Cardale Jones when they were up 43-0, 45. Just, I believe Ryan Day is going to do the same thing.
Hey, when I tell you, when I say Vanderbilt's offense, what do you think of?
A pile of right. No, I'm serious. The deer right. the big buck that pooed right. in my yard.
That's they're right. within now. Listen to this. Okay, Northwestern is 112 in the country. Mm-hmm. Vanderbilt's 114. They're within a .01.
Oh, of Northwestern, each other.
the worst offense that's in contention. By far the worst offense
ever
in yards. No, I'm just looking. I'm gonna go from Northwestern until I see a team that matters. Real quick, hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay, well,
I'm
you're
just gonna
that,
keep
I
scrolling
would,
up.
I would be willing to bet that this Northwestern team. That
where do you think the next team that matters is ranked yards per play? Because that's what matters, people.
45.
All right, that's a good dude. That's a good guess because I haven't seen. Okay, does USC really matter? No, they don't matter in the scheme of things. Yeah, you're on to something with. You might be a little actually short. Let me see here, dude. It's A&M's 28. A&M is the first one where like not Cincinnati, not
what's Iowa State per play. They've not been super explosive this year.
Iowa State's 23. No, I did a good survey of. I promise you,
so A&M
28. So that is a difference of that's an unbelievable difference.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you
that
this,
matter.
That A&M team this week, you will not – if they can beat them 63-0, they're doing it this week. If there was ever a week where Jimbo better turn them loose, because if – I'm just telling you
– I don't know if they can turn it loose, though.
If Ohio State struggles in that game
– I don't know if they – I don't
– Well, I look at Ohio State beating Northwestern. Here's the thing about Northwestern. Here's – for everyone out there, it's real simple with Northwestern if you've watched them. They are so ugly and hard to watch. They're slow. They're not a fast team. They're not particularly skilled at the wide receiver position. Ramsey is not the guy I want me leading into any kind of playoff game.
What's the game plan?
The game plan is real simple if you're Northwestern. They practiced it last week against Illinois. They had like 600 yards of offense, and they only scored like 28 points. He had 400 and some yards rushing. All he did was do 6- and 8- and 9-minute drives the whole game. That's not going to work this week. No. And here's the problem.
I'm going to tell you why.
Ohio State can man up like one-on-one so
that's why I love
their
doing
wide receivers.
What
are you kidding me?
That's exactly
right. I'm putting 7 in the box, and I'm covering your tight end, and I'm daring Ramsey to beat me. And Ramsey beats me once. Okay,
7
whatever.
In the box. I'm putting. If you come out too wide, I'm putting out 9 8. In the box.
No, you got to be careful. The tight end slipping out. You got to have someone. You got to have someone watch the tight end.
No, I see what you're saying, but my point is they're gonna blitz.
They're not going man to man. Now
they're gonna say, hey, if they get us once, that's fine. But I think you're gonna see two things from Ohio State that you haven't seen. Significant blitzing on. I mean, just crazy blitzing because they're not scared of them at all.
Well, dude, think about this. If you're Ramsey and they are going man-to-man, you better be getting rid of that ball real quickly if they're bringing eight. Because
I really believe – I can't wait to watch it. I'm watching every play. I just think
I'm gonna watch these
coaches – Day is such an underrated coach. I really believe that his game plan is going to be, hey, they might get us once, but by then it's going to be 21-0, and we're just going to pressure their ass all day long because we know they want to run the ball. We know they want to run. So we want a bunch of guys in the box and a bunch of blitzing. And the second thing they're going to do finally that they haven't done all year, throw the ball. Just let it rip. Stop with the worrying about running here, running there. You know, I mean, they'll do six-minute drives.
Olivier and the other kid.
Olave.
There's so much. They just have so – the speed difference for them in Northwestern is just light years. And those two guys, if not both of them, for sure, Olave or whatever his name is, he's an – I mean, they got NFL talent there, and they're going – if Northwestern – listen, if Northwestern can't run it, and I mean run it effectively, like we said, you might say early, oh, see, they're been, oh, they got 10, it's 10-7, okay, whatever. And then you're going to see the mistakes come from Ramsey, and then you're going to see the fumble, pick, scoop, and score, and then you're going to see a pick six, and the shenanigans are going to begin. And I just don't think Day's taking his foot off the gas. So
listen to these last two. I think this is what gets lost in this. Last game, 17 of 24, 199 yards, two touchdowns. Now he ran, he torched their ass on the ground, 104 and two more tutties. But
are you talking about Michigan State?
Yes. But I'm just simply saying 17 to 24, 199 yards, two touchdowns. Yeah, two touchdowns are great. You know, if you're a normal quarterback in the Big Ten, that's great. For Justin Fields, that's not so great because the whole thing was the first three games of the year playing Nebraska, Penn State, and Rutgers was, hey, he's got more touchdowns than he does incompletions passing the ball. Well, the first game he didn't have over 275 yards out of his five games was last week. I just believe he's going to come out. And the game before Michigan State against Indiana, guess what? He had three interceptions, which is great to me. I love that because he already had his bad game. That's his bad game of the year. And he's going to go out and light their ass on fire. They can't stay with – dude, they cannot hang with Ohio State. Where are they playing, Skip?
It makes a fast guy faster.
Yep.
It's like that
putting green where you barely touch it and that thing just flies.
I'm watching that game with you.
It's going to be great.
This game. I don't know how we're going to watch it together yet. Maybe we'll get on the computer or we'll just be on the phone or whatever.
Yeah, we need to.
We'll do something on Twitter. I don't know.
Finally.
Anyway, A&M Tennessee. Any thoughts? Besides, Tennessee sucks balls. We've covered them so many times this year. A&M needs to just pound them. Do I have any faith in A&M? I don't. If there was ever a time I'd lay the points, it'd be this week. But I just, like I said, they're another team. I just don't have faith in them, man.
Well, remember, we're deep diving into the rest of the show is college football. So, right. I mean, if you're starting to get that late tingle, let the people know that you just believe in your soul, in your loins. Even though Tennessee's hanging with Florida, they only lost by 12 with Florida.
They pounded
Vandy, who's terrible.
I can't lay the points. I don't have any faith in A&M. If they cover,
A&M's going to try to just bury them.
Oh, there's no. Well, you don't think they are? They're going to try to make a statement. They haven't. A&M. The knock on A&M is not their defense this year. They've had a good defense in most of their games.
You know, I asked you a question before the show. You know, Days. I want you to think about it before you answer now. Because I don't – if Lafayette beats Coastal, yeah, it's an upset, but take that out, okay? I'm saying the ones that really have a chance, Cincinnati, you know, all these ones that think Florida, all these ones that think they have a chance. Is there any upsets? Does A&M lose? Does Cincinnati lose? Does Bama lose? Does Clemson lose?
All right, here's the deal. There's less than a zero, if this is possible, zero that Bama's losing that game.
Okay.
Now, short of
– No, let's just go through it. Bama's not losing.
No, because – Mac Jones gets knocked out. Their backup is one of the worst players I've ever seen for Bama. He's just
so Najee doesn't get it done with 37 carries.
No.
Okay, nope. I think Najee gets it done.
So, but if it in a straight
You're
up
crazy.
Game, in a straight up game, Bama will beat them. Clemson's going to hammer Notre Dame this week. Just hammer them. Come on, Notre Dame. What people aren't talking about with Notre Dame, what they don't understand.
No, we're going to deep dive them. Don't worry, we're going to deep dive them.
What are you asking me then?
So Ohio State wins.
Absolutely.
Cincinnati? Last 14 and a half?
Questionable. I've seen Tulsa.
That's the play. One you think,
I don't think so at all. I think Tulsa sucks balls. Anytime I've done them, I lose on them. But I think that defensively, they're just good enough at times to cause problems for Cincinnati? Do I think Cincinnati will wax them? Probably. But are you saying you're asking me if
there's
only
one other one left? Yeah. I mean, it's Tulsa or Tennessee. And I really, for some reason, I think now I might look back and look like an idiot.
I can see
Tennessee could get them.
I can see Tennessee getting them too. I can see Lafayette.
Oh, yeah. We both agree on that. I mean,
I can see, I think it's hard to beat Oklahoma twice, but we'll see. Not that that would be an upset because Oklahoma's favored, but Iowa State's the higher ranked team. So I really can't say that would be an upset. I guess out of the big three, if you're, this is just my opinion, I just don't see a scenario where Bama or Ohio State lose. I just don't.
No.
I guess the problem is, I'm saying, my opinion is that Clemson will wax them, but if Notre Dame, is it going to shock the world? Obviously, they were able to do some things against them. The problem is, they didn't have their big kid Davis in the middle of Clemson. They didn't have that freak linebacker who's like the captain. All right, so let's cover some other games, and then we're going to finish with the last three, spend a few minutes on those big three. But, I mean, your thoughts, Oklahoma, Iowa State, you know, OU's favored by, it's funny, Iowa State's ranked 6, Oklahoma's 10th, Oklahoma's 5.5, 6 in some places, total of 58. Your thoughts?
I want to hear yours first because I feel like you have a better feel for both these teams than I do at this point.
I'd probably have to take the points. I mean, it's hard to beat Oklahoma twice in the same year, I think, but you know, if you're them, it's not like Iowa State's some big time program. They beat them once. It really is going to come down to, because I don't think Purdy's had the year that you and I thought he would.
Not even close.
Not even close.
I mean, I guess it's hard because, like, down the stretch, obviously he has to some extent. Because
I mean,
they
he
opened
has,
up with not, a loss, but.
But that running back they have is an NFL running back. He's a little
so
kid.
Good. Hall is so
Hall,
good.
He, Breece Hall.
I think he's going to be terrible in the NFL.
I thought it was Bryce, but it's Breece, I think.
He's going to be awful in the NFL.
Maybe so, but he's still, they're talking about
him. You know him. Who he reminds me of? Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
A little bit.
Bust.
He does. A little faster, though, I think. But I don't know.
But yeah.
But if he has a big game, but
well,
I,
here's
I,
the thing.
I won't see, play that game.
If we end up going down and saying Clemson's covering 10.5, Ohio State's covering 20.5, Alabama's covering 17, well, I mean, are we really going to be those guys who say, yeah, by the way, Oklahoma's covering? No, I'll take. I guess I'll take the chances. I mean, listen, I started the year out losing my ass on Iowa State to cover like 20 or some crazy, and they lost outright. And now I'm going to just lose my ass on the podcast by giving out Iowa State.
It was actually 11, and it was UL Lafayette, and the line kept dropping, and we couldn't understand why. Then their NFL tight end was ruled out that game.
Right.
Then they just got dominated.
That
by
seems
Lafayette.
Like yesterday.
Florida State, Wake, any thoughts? Wake 6.5. I mean, Florida State's just so done for the year, but –
playing better than they did mid-year.
Playing better than they did mid-year and did roll it last week. So maybe in their mind, they will come out to play. I mean, to me, I would probably play that total and just – I feel like Bobo could be there for a lot of the day.
If I've done one thing better in my life, specifically this year, I really have steered away from just I really have done good at just writing teams off completely in Florida. Yeah. Not necessarily that I have to bet against them every week, but just where I look at that and I say, I'm going to bet on Florida State. And then I say, that's stupid.
Yeah.
And I just don't do it.
Yeah, I would stay. I'll probably.
Because win or lose, I feel like it's.
Well, I mean, stupid. It's a podcast play for me, the over. So anyway.
Oh.
Washington State, Utah. I think Utah's getting it together. I think Utah just plows Washington State here. Just plows them. Just pummels them.
For everybody that likes that Washington State small little quarterback, I mean.
Very weird time for the game for them. Very strange time for Washington State. Definitely don't really play a lot of morning games. I can tell you that.
You're right about
that. It's going to be 10:30 in the morning their time. They're going to Utah, who has figured out the running game and literally in the last three quarters is a better team than they were just. And I think they're just going to do it again. It's going to be 30 some degrees.
Air Force -3 at, is that at Army? Over under 37.5. Army +3. Yeah. +3.
It doesn't matter. Air Force is going to wax Army this week. Just wax.
You really think so?
I do think so, yeah.
That's a great play.
I think Army shot there because I just think if you watch the Army game, I mean, first of all, Air Force completely dominated Navy when they played them, and they know each other well, and they ran them right off the field. Number two, in that game, I mean, Navy had, what, they have 6 plays? I mean, that game, Navy had chances. Army did nothing in that game as well. That was a very, very emotional game. And to do play, you know, that emotional game, it's really the biggest game of the year for both those teams. Then you have to turn around and play for the commander in chief a week later against an Air Force team who's had a bye and is doing nothing but preparing for that game. I mean, that's their season. They've only played five games. This is it. This is like their Super Bowl. They're going to take care of business on Army. Anyway, I'm just telling you.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I just, that's why I like talking it out with you. I mean,
hey, how about this?
Yeah.
Louisiana Coastal.
I think it's a good letdown spot. I'm really starting to get a little.
Air Force can take care of business.
I know.
I'm here. I'm on the backside. Like, dude, it's a freak show over there now. They're all excited. They're
all right. Minnesota at Wisconsin. Wisconsin minus 13. Yes, I like Nebraska last week. Yeah, I really did. I thought Nebraska. I really believe Minnesota's one of the worst teams in college football. Their quarterback showed up last week. Their defense, to some extent, even showed up last week. Wisconsin has no offense. Why are they laying 13? What is up with this line? I'm still taking Wisconsin minus 13 if I had to. So I'm staying away.
I would do it. If I had to do that game, I would definitely take Wisconsin in that game. Now it's going to
be. Yeah, but at the same time, plus 370 money line with Minnesota looks just as juicy.
It's going to be. It does. But you, how about this? I'm not going to waste my time with you.
No, I know. What about Penn State? Are they going to hammer it? No, always laying 15 at home.
The next game we're discussing.
Stanford at UCLA. No. UCLA minus 7.
Boise State at San Jose State. The biggest game in San Jose State history. Literally. Biggest game in history. Catching 6.5.
Give it to me. Where can I reel it? Give it to me.
Catching 6.5 for the Mountain West Championship.
I'll catch it right there. Bam.
That's a lot of points to give.
Quarterbacks, I'll do their money.
I think they're gonna get the upset and complete. Boise, that looks so easy. Here's another one that I love. Podcast play. Missouri to just wax Mississippi State. I say Missouri finishes a much better season than anyone thought they were going to have. I mean, you got to think about it. Since the Bama opener, they're 5-3. Yes, they got destroyed last week, but they can run the ball. Mississippi State, they don't even like their coach. That locker room's a train wreck. They don't know who's coming and going.
Yeah, but is Missouri actually going to give the ball to Roundtree 30 times?
Or are they
gonna...
I love this game.
I mean, that's the thing. On the road at Mississippi State.
If you're asking me what game I love on the card on there, it's going to be Utah to just.
So Nick Starkle is starting for Canada. Hey, you know Richie, that? Nick Starkle's healthy, right?
Yeah, I don't know. He's healthy as he was last week. He was healthier whenever they beat Nevada.
All right, I'm making sure.
He played well against Nevada.
Because I know Nash was in a little bit.
Ask me if I love a game this weekend.
What game? Utah.
Anyway, so let's jump into the big three.
But you have a good reason to like Utah in the sense that they are kind of pressing. Right.
And they stink. And
right. And I just think Washington State's going to struggle to score.
I've watched Utah, and that coach has been there forever. And having a winning season is a very big deal to him, unlike some coaches who throw. All he wants to do is win. They started off really slowly.
I get that. Let me guide the rest of this bad boy. We're going to Lafayette at Coastal in Conway, South Carolina, 5 minutes away from me. Sun Belt Championship game, laying 3.5 plus 101. What is it? Is Coastal getting it done? If you're playing Coastal, man, it's hard to not take the money line. What do you mean? This is a huge. Why do you not care about this one? I mean, I don't understand. Why do you not care? This is exciting.
I don't care. No, I would take – give me the points in this one.
All right. I'll take Coastal just because you'll take the points.
Right. Give me the points.
And I think Coastal's going to lose, but I'm not – for the sake of the argument.
I think they're getting too big for their britches. Go Shants. I'm not going to lie to you.
Go Shants. The local economy needs it. I'm going to try to get tickets to the game and not go.
I hope they win, but give me – I'll grab the 3.5 and see what happens.
Clemson is not – we're not touching that. Tulsa, Cincinnati minus 14.5. You say there's going to be no – big upsets in the games that really matter.
I can see Tulsa winning that game. I mean, again, if I've watched them both a ton. And if Cincinnati kills them, well, but I'm just saying out of a team that could lose, a team that, you know, was on the road at Oak State, you know, and really had that, I'm just saying they could show up and who knows.
I do I kind of feel like that's too many points, man. Tulsa came back, beat SMU. They beat Tulane. You know, East Carolina had a few decent games. They beat East Carolina only by four, but they hammered South Florida like they should have. They beat Navy. You know, I mean, they got a capable quarterback. I just think that's too many
Smith
points.
Has not had a good year.
No,
this year.
Terrible year. I know.
For him, he's had an absolute horror.
But he's had him winning, though, like I just said.
He
I
has,
mean,
but here's his problem. Okay. He's been a very, 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 no, ridiculously slow starter this year. As bad as he could be. Like his first.
That's what they did against SMU.
Well, they've done it against a lot of teams this year. But here's the problem. That has worked against the dog poo they've been playing. But now you're playing Cincy. You start off bad and just start getting crushed and don't come out and play. You're not catching Cincy. So I'm not messing with that game. I don't even know if I'll watch it unless it's the only game on. I'm just not excited about it. Don't care about it.
Texas A&M, are they going to cover the 14? This is the last game other than Ole Miss LSU, which I would definitely take Ole Miss. Huge letdown for LSU.
Ole Miss
offense gets going. I know it's at LSU. It's not a night game. It's a 3:30 game. I love it. I love it. Ole Miss puts up 50. LSU puts up 40. Loser, LSU. I like Mississippi. That's why Mississippi's favorite.
It screams of over. 78. Unbelievable. Yeah. Big number. A&M, I can't take A&M. So I'm the wrong person.
I'm going to money line A&M. I'm going to money line Cincy. I'm going to money line Alabama. I'm gonna do Clemson against the spread and Ohio State against the spread. First half, money. Cash, money. Pays $1 million. I'm going to never do the podcast again. Now, let's get into the big games, the rest of the show. We have at least, do the math here. Let's see. We got at least 15 full minutes if we need it for plays, for one, just great plays. I might give out 7 plays because I'm the best in the fucking world. But we're going to stick to these 3 big games. First off, Ohio State. Any nuggets? Have you done any research this week, or are you just checked out Basketball Skip, which I hate? I hate when Basketball Skip comes out because he doesn't focus on Football Skip, and I get salty because then I got to carry the load,
basketball
and I just get tired.
Is just crazy this year. Well, start to the season I've ever had in my life.
Madman. How much have I made off of it? 0. You know why? Because I'm an imbecile.
Well, I told you last night, and I told you tonight, and it is what it is. But you're not into hoops. I get it. Now, as far as the Ohio State game, like we said, there's no team. I mean, I understand all the teams are motivated, but Ohio State, number one, is not going to take the foot off the pedal. I don't think Northwestern, when I watched them offensively, I watched a bunch of their games. I mean, a week before, Ohio State went in and just absolutely trashed Michigan State. The week prior, Michigan State had beaten Northwestern. We all watched the game. Couldn't believe what we were seeing. I just think, although I don't think this is a great Ohio State defense, I don't see the weapons by Northwestern. They're not going to be able to run the ball. They're going to try to do it early. And here's the thing. Once Ohio State starts to roll on them and go up, teams like Northwestern, they just start to make mistakes.
Yeah, and
they force them into mistakes.
I agree with you, and I've given some huge stats already just related to Northwestern point or yards per play on offense, terrible. I mean, 112 or whatever it is in the country out of 123. But another just a crazy stat that has kept Northwestern kind of in the mix, so to speak, and the reason they're in this championship game for the Big Ten, it really comes down to this one stat to me. 11th in the country in third down conversion percentage allowed. So what that means is they're the 11th best. They're right there with Clemson in terms of letting the other team convert a third down. I'm not going to say there's all luck in that, but I'll say this. There's a little luck in that. And to me, a team like that, and even Notre Dame's number 3, that's a great example to me. Notre Dame's number 3 in the country. Those are two teams where I think both this Saturday you're going to see third downs being converted against. Hey, Clemson, third down, conversion, over and over. And the same thing with Ohio State, just over and over.
Yeah, I can't see how they stop them personally. So there is something to be said when we know how Ryan Day is going to play, where like against Michigan State, they could have scored 2 more touchdowns. It's going to happen. This week, I can feel them rolling it.
So do you think, for the record, it's going to be a double banger? Are they going to cover the 11 in the first half? And will you blindly put your nuts on the table and say that they're going to cover the second half blind? or what? Because I am, for the record. And if I want you to say you're not, so that you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But good. I do like.
So which one do they lose? No. Don't give me that. So they're going to lose the first half.
No.
So, okay. So they're going to win the first half.
Yeah. I think they're going to come out.
They're not going to win the second half. So it's 24-3.
I'm afraid they might be up so big on them at halftime. But I don't know. No, you know what? You're right. Double banger. They'll just
because
keep
it. I love it. I love it.
Beat them 52-0.
Yeah, when are they going to score? When is the fourth going to score? When they have to throw the ball?
If it was 24-7 at half, they're going to put that second half line at 9. That's what they're going
to
do.
I just don't think there's a number high enough when you know that if you force Northwestern to throw the ball, what are they going to do? Turn it over and turn it over on downs quickly. They're going to go 1, 2, 3 and out, or they're going to go interception, period. They're going to go interception, sack, fumble, 3 and out. That's it. When you force them to throw, which is really after the first 5 minutes of the game, they are boned. They are done. It is over. When they that first possession, God forbid you let Ohio State get the ball. God forbid, because they'll go down and hang 7 immediately. Northwestern will come out, try to run the ball. They'll be off the field quicker than you can blink, and it'll be 14-0, and they're going to come out there, and they're going to try to pound it again. Okay, then it's going to be 17-0. They're going to look up midway through the first quarter. It'll only be maybe 10 minutes. Let's say 10 minutes in the first quarter, 5 minutes left. Northwestern will have the ball 17-0 down. And they're going to still think to themselves, let's pound the ball some more. And then they're going to give the ball right back, late score up 24-0. And then they're going to cover the second half because they're going to try to throw. And they can't throw. They can't throw.
I 100%.
24-0. And they covered a second half also. 24-0 first half. Winner.
Bam!
Not Clemson. A point. Northwestern gets shut out. Not a point. Not a turnover by Fields for an easy field goal. Northwestern misses multiple field goals, and they don't score the entire game. Shutout, 45-0.
Jesus.
And I mean that with every part of my soul.
I know you do. I know. Yeah. Clemson, Notre Dame. You take it first.
You take it first. My veins are popping out. I feel like Stu Feiner.
I would think my gut is that I think Venables makes some serious adjustments. Like I said, the big kid Davis, who missed that game, is just enormous. He's an NFL talent. He wasn't in the game. That's just him being back is enormous. Also, the linebacker, I don't know, I can't remember his name. Stud, smart, kind of like the captain out there.
Gillespie.
Whatever his name
is. Yeah, captain of the team.
They were missing another defensive player, and they might be getting their receiver Ross back, who was out with the
neck. No, they're not getting him back, but they are getting my boy. Oh, he's slipping my mind right now. God, I've been waiting to see him play again too. Oh, I'll tell you, you keep going on them.
Either way, I just think, Clemson was able to throw for 400 and some yards. They couldn't run the ball at all. The important thing was they couldn't stop Notre Dame. They didn't have problems scoring on Notre Dame. They couldn't stop Notre Dame. And I just think that Venables had a week to prepare for this. I just think it's hard to beat him. I think it's hard to beat them twice in a couple months.
Frank Ladson is a big target, and God forbid you let Ngadu play. Joseph Ngadu hasn't been as productive this year. Hopefully he can play, but to pair him with what we've already got at receiver for Clemson, yes, I'm a huge Clemson fan, but I now that we have some time to really break this game down, I like all the points you made, and I've heard that all across the country. I want to kind of talk it out with you here. Why do you think that ETN had his worst game of the year, but the backup quarterback, true freshman, threw for, what was it, a ridiculous amount, 490 or 390, whatever it was, okay? He threw for a ridiculous amount of yardage.
Stacked the box.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I tend to think. And you can't have it both ways with Lawrence because, yeah, I know the stats were great, and I know we put up a ton of points, and by no means did Clemson lose that game because of the quarterback play. However, I just believe that you will not see ETM have another game like that, and they will establish the run, and they will take advantage of a box that's stacked like that. And that problem right there, God forbid, if you're Notre Dame, if you get behind, we talked about Northwestern and the only way they have a chance to stay in it with Ohio State. The only way I think Notre Dame pulls it out again is not to be aggressive like they were originally against us, not to blitz, not to do the things they were doing, but to play completely opposite, conservative, run the ball, hope to keep it close. And I just don't, the more I think about it, you might be sweating a backdoor cover. I could see that, but I'm going to ride with the Tigers. Have to. Too many playmakers, man. And the only thing that the only concern is that Notre Dame offensive line, right? They're healthy.
Well, but no, they're one guy's out for the year.
Right, but other than that, but they got their best stud
offensive lineman. That's a big deal. He was in the first game, and now he's not in this game. That's a big deal. Yeah, they're healthy, but they were able to really run the ball on Clemson well. I just don't think that's going to happen this time. I just think you're going to see a different Clemson defense with Davis plug in the middle and the linebacker to plug and fill some gaps.
Yeah.
Missing and those two guys. You cannot, dude, people that don't understand the game or whatever, when you take one of the better defensive linemen in the country and a very good, smart linebacker who makes nothing but plays and tackles, and you take them out of a game, you know how easy it is to run on? I mean, you cannot account for that. That's a big deal that they're coming back. So,
yeah, and when you feel like you don't have to run blitz,
and remember, Book could kind of do what he wanted in that game.
Well, because they were run blitzing because they had replacements and they had to account for the run.
When they
and
can
still
shut
got
down
ran the, all over, like you said.
Yeah, when they can shut down the run, and that's what I think Venable's plan. Make
Book, what they're known for.
Book is not. Book has not been great this year. Make Book beat you. I'm not saying he can't be. He had a good game against Clemson. It's probably one of his better games. But overall, he's not been great for a whole game. So if I'm Clemson, I'm going to make him beat me because I think my guys defensively can step up. And you're not going to run all over me. So
you feel confident about Lawrence?
Oh, hell yeah. Bama.
You don't think he's going to have a bad game again finally? Has not a bad game really since.
I think Lawrence has a lot to prove, at least to me. Like, everyone gives him the number one. You know, he didn't play great. To be honest with you, he didn't play great against Ohio State last year. He made the play when he needed to, but he didn't have a great game.
Yeah, and that was with his legs.
He got absolutely jackhammered in the LSU game. He looked like a jack-off for most of that game outside of the beginning. You know, two big games. If he doesn't step up in this game, I don't know. That's three big games in a row. If they somehow lost that game, I hang that solely on his ass if they lose. Unless he just has a crazy good game and it's 52-49 Notre Dame. But he needs to step up in every game, and I believe that he will. So,
Be-how.
Be-how. Alabama, Florida, you take it. 16.5. You got the worst loss ever last week by Florida. I mean, you talk about the guy throws a shoe, and I know that's not why they lost, but come on, man. You know what, though? That's Dan that's Mullen, man. That's who he is. He will break your heart every
so
time.
We
How about
the
in Mississippi?
Worst book on
How
the
about
planet?
In Mississippi
hey,
State?
We use the worst book on the planet, but what is the team total for Alabama going to be?
I don't know.
Spread 75.
Mullins.
Does that mean their team total is going to be 44.5?
Mullins did it at Mississippi State, and he's doing it to Florida fans. Doesn't
Richie,
matter how much time
what
you
is the over-under for
no idea.
Man, team total? How no about idea. This? I think Saturday I'll give out some plays on that because I think there's some value in Florida team total under and Alabama team total over. And I think both of those might hit better than the 17. 17 feels like the right number to me. I hate to say that because originally when I saw it hanging around 14, 13.5, and I always tell people, hey, if you don't like it by a point or two, well – I don't know, man. Is it going to be that easy where you're going to look up and say, hey, we could have all been, made 100 G's if we had just bet X amount on the three favorites to cover? It sounds like you think Clemson's going to cover the 10.5, Ohio State's covering the 20.5, and Alabama's going to cover
the 17. I won't be surprised at that. I'm not saying that you can't have upsets and you might not, and they might not cover. I'm going to be –
I just feel like this number's the one where you get bent over with no lube the most. I mean, this one's – you're up 24, and unless you buy the point down, which is getting costly at this point, down to 16.5, well, dude.
The key in that game is, like, that's a lot of points for Bama to give Florida if – I just don't know that you get over last week.
Right.
I just don't know if you're Florida.
It's going to be a factor while we got.
Yes, he is a factor. He's the best. He's the best.
In a factor in what sense? Is he going to take away guys or do you really believe? Because
they have no one that can guard him.
I think the prop bets on him I'd take. Now, listen, now this could be something where people clown me on Twitter and they come back. I actually want to think about this before I say this. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I think all the picks, every single Pitt's prop total under touchdowns, under receptions, under yardage, under all of it, I think they are going to take Pitts away like you've never seen.
Well, that's obviously going to be his game plan.
But they'll do it though. The thing about Saban is he will do it.
Because
Trask isn't running, so how are you going to beat Saban? The only other player on that offense that you have to make sure—I mean, it's not like we're breaking news here.
Pitts will beat Bama at some point. Whether now is he going to win the game for Florida? No, because here's the biggest problem Florida's going to have is
stopping them.
They can't stop them. There's just no chance that defense is going to stop them. So you're automatically in a situation where the game's going to be on Trask's shoulders, literally from the start, jump, if you ask me. And they're going to take away at some point you're going to quit running. And Trask will probably pile up some points.
Yeah.
He's going to turn it over. It's going
to
be
speaking of that. I'm anxious. I've never been more anxious to see the coin toss for two games, Ohio State and Alabama. I think both of those coin tosses, I'm anxious to see if Saban wins the coin toss and if Ohio State wins the
this.
They should
if,
take the ball immediately.
I'll tell you this. Let's just say you, I'll use you as an example because I know you're doing it. You're betting the first half in that game?
It matters.
Well, the only way it doesn't matter is if Northwestern gets it first and eats
three
up.
Three and out, right.
And eats up. Well, then it goes three and out, then that's beautiful.
Good. But yeah, if they go 7 minutes, yeah.
And you go 7 minutes and miss a field goal, you're like, so it does matter. Because if you get the ball first, if you're Ohio State, and you can immediately get down the field on them, they're shook already. It shakes you up. It just does. It shakes you up when you're Northwestern. They're going to see the speed. So it does matter.
They really want the ball, I would think.
It matters for a first half bet who gets the ball first all the time. Are you kidding me?
I would just think that as coaches, if you're Saban and Ohio State, you really want to get the ball.
Meow.
So.
What up? We done?
You giving out any picks?
Yeah, let me give out some picks. I am going to go. I'm going to give my three picks. Bam, bam, bam. That's what I'm going to do. Bap, 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 bap. Rapid fire. Number one, Utah. Wax Washington State. Number two, I'm going to take Louisiana Lafayette plus 3.5. Number three is Bama team total.
Blind. Don't even know what it is.
Don't matter.
Don't even know what it is.
I'll take Bama team total under 44. And I know it's going to be well under 44. So, I'm in.
All right. I'll take Seattle minus the 5 in the NFL.
Roll
it. I'll take Green Bay minus the 9 in the NFL.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. And I will take the Jacksonville. I'll take the Jacksonville Jaguars plus the 13 in the NFL.
Now, see, that's why you're the edge, man. That's money.
Well, dude. The Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens, could you imagine being pumped up enough? Yeah, they're at home. I get it. But Minshew's in. We all know Minshew's going to make more plays than the other cat was, than Glennon was. I mean, they have a decent running back. You know, if it's – you're up – if Ravens are up,
you know,
17
what I'm excited
late,
for?
You're still in the game.
You know what I'm most excited for about this weekend is the way the weekend actually lays out.
It does lay out great.
Not just for – like I said, I talked about earlier – when I get the house to myself, there's something, man. I just don't get it very often. I got grandkids, the
magic,
kids. Now the girls are home.
It does make you think you could just live in Vegas. When those days, let's just break that down for a second. Because I remember a few years ago, Thanksgiving came around, and I was so bitter that my family wasn't going to be with me for Thanksgiving of all days. I was like, this is a shit show. Well, Thanksgiving came around. Now, back then, I was absolutely 100% felt it. I mean, if you put 10 $100 bills in front of me, I would have thought that I was absolutely 100% rich. And I remember that little brief time, 4-day weekend, whatever it was, Thanksgiving to whenever, I was on the heater of my life. The first real heater I ever had. I must have made a couple G's. It changed my effing life. And what happened? Nobody was at the house, Skip. Everybody was in Florida. And I thought I was Jimmy the fucking Greek.
Dude. It's the way it lays out too from the Friday night. Now, the difference is like Saturday morning. Like normally, Saturday morning, it's the doo-doo game. You got Ohio's the game really right out of the jump.
Well, and then NFL games Saturday night, NFL games Thursday night. You got a Sunday slate that has 7 or 8 1 p.m. games.
And guess what?
Gives you 4 3, 4 p.m. games, which are, I mean, the Rams.
They're all leaving me. They're leaving me early in the morning. They won't be home until night. It's a bonanza.
It's going to be great. The Browns are gonna do naughty things to the Giants on Sunday night. Ooh, baby.
Oh, they're going to do bad things. Right, so what are your picks again?
I told you. I'll take the Jaguars.
That's right.
Plus the 13. I'll take the Browns. Tease them. With the Chiefs, I'll take the Chiefs also. Oh my God, I didn't give out the Chiefs as my main. My number one play is the Chiefs against the spread. So whatever I said before, scratch it. The Chiefs aren't losing six against the spread. It's not happening.
Your number one play
of the whole Sunday.
And I won't tell people what the play is because we don't like to jinx stuff.
Yeah.
And they can read between lines and think what they want, but they want to. This is the biggest play you've ever made in your life this weekend.
Yeah, and I'm just going for it.
I know. You're trying to turn an X amount of dollars into X amount of dollars, which we'll talk about it next week if there is a show. I hope there is because I'd love to tell this story.
Right.
But you're trying to turn X amount into X amount, and it starts with one game, and you are fucking rolling it on that game.
Can't wait. Very excited. Hey, win or lose, we'll talk about it.
Well, you and I will talk about it.
Well, no, next show I'm saying. Well, after our teaser hits. Well, dude, our teaser is going to hit 1,000%. Hey. There's no chance we don't come back next week. Zero.
This game so much. All right, boys. Hopefully
have a good weekend, fellas. Again,
we'll be on Twitter. I'll tweet out that the podcast roulette. And like I said, hopefully we're back next week. But we will be back next year, regardless. Remember, Skippy picks fatties.
Peace.
Follow Big Fat Winner on Twitter and visit BigFatWinnersLive.com to keep up with the boys. Please subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast app.